Immigration stats continue to tell a fascinating, if not slightly worrying, story. So we've got this large net gain continuing, not as big as it was, but it's still historically high. Also in there is the fact a record number of us are leaving. New Zealanders are leaving New Zealand. Surely that's a worry. Annual net migration gain was 130,900. So 250,000 arrivals, 122,000 departures. Business New Zealand CEO Kirk Hope is with us. Kirk, morning to you.
Good morning.
The number in versus the number out, has that materially fixed the labour market as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, look, it's starting to. I think, you're not seeing the extreme shortages that we saw through the COVID years, and internationals have come back into the country to sort of add to consumer demand, particularly in industries like, and work, particularly in industries like tourism and hospitality. And you see some of those industries are still being challenged. I mean, we had the Performance of Services Index that was released yesterday, shows that, a pretty substantial decline in services for March. So having those people in the country is important. Having the right skills at the right time is going to be important, and that will be really important when we start to develop infrastructure. But losing skills is also problematic.
How worried are you about the number of, you see, there's a lot of people coming in from China, Philippines and India, and there's a lot of New Zealanders leaving. Is that a problem?
Well, it's only a problem if the people that are coming in have lower levels of skills or skills that aren't complementary to what the labour market needs. And this is kind of one of the big data gaps, I think, that the government would really need to have a look at in terms of, you know, exactly the people with exactly the skills that are coming in versus who's leaving. So if we were, for example, importing people from India, people coming from India with significant skills in, say, for example, tech, AI, specialties which India is helping India storm ahead, that's a good thing if we're losing semi-skilled people to, say, for example, Australia.
Yeah, exactly. The changes that were announced a week or so back by Erica Stanford, English language, couple of fast-track jobs, things like that, do they help?
Sort of. I guess this government was actually sort of dealing with some of the problems that we alerted the previous government that they would have with their accredited employer work visa, when they just opened the floodgates with not much auditing of those processes, and we saw some of the really nasty consequences of that. So in some ways this government has been forced to address some of those things because they're very ugly. Will it fix this particular issue? I think what they're going to have to do is make a pretty big investment in data to make sure we've got a much closer mapping to what skills are needed through the labour market.
You mentioned services. We've also had manufacturing. State of the economy from your point of view?
Oh, it's pretty weak at the moment. I mean, the question will be, we'll see how weak on, I guess, tomorrow when the inflation data's out. But you'd expect to see, you know, inflation to have shot back quite significantly, I would imagine, although that's also, you know, it's a backward-looking perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty weak at the moment, Mike.
Yeah, it is. And what I worry about is if the number tomorrow, I mean, they're saying anywhere between 4 to 4.2, but if it's more 4.2 than 4, in other words, it's stuck, and Adrian's stuck on the cash rate, what do we do? We're in big trouble then, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess then the argument is, do they push the cash rate up? And I think, you know, that has a really, really significant impact on the economy going forward. So they themselves are stuck in a pretty significant trap,
yeah.
I think.
Interesting. All right, Kirk, appreciate it very much. Yeah, big day tomorrow, the CPI. He's 100 Kirk Hope, by the way, Business New Zealand CEO.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.